Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and media is something that is surely all around us today. It's hard to escape. It's our TV, it's the radio, it's the internet. It is literally surrounding all of us. Maybe it's on our phone all the time. Well, a television critic gave some really interesting insight about some things that we can all learn from the media. And this is found on LDS.org in the Ensign. And he talks about how there are some generalities, I think, that are involved with the mainstream media, and particularly the entertainment industry. And so he goes into a few things that are stereotypes for sure, but that, and there are exceptions, of course, to these rules or things that he's talking about, but for the most part, he says that they're true in Hollywood. So the first one is that most people in Hollywood that are making the big decisions are male, and there are some very incredibly talented men running film studios and producing television programs, but if most of the perspectives that we see are expressed dramatically by male perspectives, we're only seeing half the story. And so he says that explains a lot of the way that women are presented in the media. The next one is that most of them are Caucasian. And he said, of course, there are notable exceptions, with some significant strides being made by Black artists or artists of other races. But he says the majority of them are white. And any way that he looks at it, Hollywood's ethnic mix represents an extremely narrow cross-section of society. The next one he points out is that most of them are 45 to 60 years old, that there's a dominance in that age group. And it's another limitation, again, on perspective. And many of these people have lived and worked in the entertainment industry for their entire professional careers. And he thinks that they have lost touch a little bit with reality. So a lot of them, most of them, of course, are wealthy. And he says that, you know, it's true that a lot of them experienced poverty in their childhoods, but a lot of them have forgotten what it's like to do without. And then they don't understand the economic realities and social pressures that face working class families across the country and also across the world. Also, a handful of producers are responsible for most of what we see. And if you skim across the television, they point out, you know, dial 5 minutes before the hour about the time that programs are ending, that you'll notice that the same production credits come up again and again and again. And the film world is a little bit more diverse, but there's the main reason that those names show up over and over and over again is because these creative people are really talented and the public pays to see their work and they're popular. And so it goes on again and again and again. They also belong to a very tight-knit fraternity, and that everyone in the entertainment industry, they all know each other. They all go to the same parties. They talk to the same people. They read the same publications and often share the same philosophies. And it's very difficult, they point out, for a new person to break into that group and also to break in with a new thought or a new idea about how to do things. Next one is that judging by their works, that most of them are not religious. And of course, some of them have religious training in their background. Most have turned their backs on organized religion. And this person thinks that it shows. And if you think about it, they point out that when was the last time that you saw religion or religious people portrayed positively on TV or in a movie? And there are some exceptions to that. And I can certainly think of a couple off the top of my head. But overall, they point out that that's a problem. The next one is that judging by their work, most of them are amoral, and that the entertainment industry doesn't really have such a thing as morality in the sense that the rest of the world does necessarily, and that these individuals they toy with the notion of right and wrong, but that often values are twisted to suit whatever social trend is chic at the moment. You know, it has a lot to do with what's popular rather than what is virtuous a lot of the time. And most of them are very powerful, and because of tremendous amounts of money that can be earned from a film or a television production, that many of the creative people responsible for it carry enormous clout, that they're very, very powerful. So just some things to kind of keep in mind the next time you head to a movie or scroll through your television channels or something like that, and you feel like maybe your voice isn't necessarily reflected. Just kind of keep that in mind. A little bit of insight from that article. Well, Linda S. Reeves, who's the second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said, "Brothers and sisters, how do we protect our children and youth? Filters are useful tools, but the greatest filter in the world, the only one that will ultimately work, is the personal internal filter that comes from a deep and abiding testimony of our Heavenly Father's love and our Savior's atoning sacrifice for each one of us." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.